So good morning, Dr. Timothy.
Good morning.
It's wonderful to have you on the show this morning. So let's hop into our DeLorean and travel back in time for a little bit. So how has the understanding of evolution changed since Darwin?
All right. So let's say that Darwin really thought of evolution as something that happens at the scale of geological ages. He didn't say explicitly how long that was in his head, but probably something like millions of years. And at least we know that he didn't think he could see it. Like he understood how it worked, but he could not imagine how to observe it directly. Since his days, we've had a few very good examples of animals or plants evolving super fast, like over a few years, doing dramatic things. I guess one of the best non-example is the peppered moth in England, which was initially white mostly, and then turned black with air pollution that was changing the color of the walls and trees so that the birds would see the white moth but not the black ones. And once air quality improved, the moth reversed to being white. Since then, we've had lots of other examples. Like recently, there was research showing that hunting had reduced the tusk length in elephants in Africa. And I guess we've slowly realized that really evolution is something that can happen and do dramatic things in just a few years.
So what was the method for your recent research and what it discovered about evolution in wild animals?
Yeah, so I guess the main method is really go to the field and look at animals for many years, record everything about their lives so you know when they are born, with who they mate, how much they reproduce when they die. And if you do that over many generations, you can see the transmission of the genetics for the ability to reproduce and survive, which is like the evolutionary unit, what can be selected for or against in Darwinian evolution. And doing that and applying some fancy stats that probably no one cares about, we found that the rate at which natural selection produces genetic change was like 2 to 4 times faster than what we thought until now, which we already knew it could be fast, but now we have more evidence saying that it's actually even faster than what we thought. And yeah, I guess in concrete term, it can mean that any change we observe in wild animals, like them becoming bigger, changing behavior, like reproducing at different times or changing color, all of that in principle could be explained by evolution from natural selection.
Okay, so you spoke about moths just before, which changed color wings due to the Industrial Revolution. So climate change is obviously a big thing that's happening right now. Are we seeing any adaptability of the animals in our current world adapting to climate change? And could this mean that we might see some current species that are endangered not be endangered anymore?
Let's say that, yeah, for sure we're seeing responses. We see some animals and plants definitely evolving in response to climate change. Like we've had examples of them. A big shift is like animals mating and reproducing earlier in spring, like to follow the warmer temperatures or the early onset on spring. Sadly, we know from theory that evolution is always lagging behind with something like climate change, which like they don't have to adapt to it once. It's every year it gets worse, and evolution cannot catch up fully in one generation. It needs several generations to just respond to a bit of change. And so if the change keeps getting worse and worse, we know that evolution won't be sufficient. So sadly, if some animals are already threatened because of climate change, evolution won't be a solution. It will help, but it won't solve the issue. So we need, in these cases, we will need additional things like, active conservation, protecting habitats, maybe translocating some species to places where the climate will be better for them in the future, these kind of things.
Okay, cool. So how is, so you just spoke briefly about this, but can we delve into a little bit more about how this research is going to help conservation in the future as well?
Well, I think it will be arrogant for me to say that it's going to directly help, but let's say that at least what we've shown is that we really need to start and think more about evolution whenever we do population management conservation, because until now, most research in conservation population management has been saying that, yeah, probably evolution happens, but for the time scales we are interested in, like a few generations, a few maybe decades, mm-hmm. we can just ignore it because like it's probably not going to be relevant for how many animals are out there. It's like more of a long-term thing. And what we show is, well, at least in some population, it can really make a big difference. It can really change the demography of the population. And that's going to be important for the conservation of some species, at least.
Okay. So to end on a bit of a fun question, could this mean we might see a rise of the Planet of the Apes? I mean, with wild animals evolving quicker than we thought, could apes be walking on two legs anytime soon? They already use tools. It's not that far-fetched.
Yeah, it's probably a bit far-fetched. I guess, yeah, what we're seeing is really evolution of things that already exist. Mm. So we see like, okay, we have smaller animals and bigger animals, and maybe in some conditions we're going to see the bigger ones doing better and the things, animals getting a bit larger, or like there is already a white colored mouth and a black colored mouth. The white is more common. The black is going to become the dominant one. But like, we're not really seeing new things evolving from scratch at this time scale. That takes much longer because that needs for like new abilities to evolve, you need mutations to happen. And mutation is really something that takes a long, long time. What we're seeing is really just the existing mutation that are being selected and evolving, but the new ones, new mutations that are not really contributing over that time scales. And that's what you will need to really create new abilities in species.
Okay, cool. So we don't need to worry about potential ape overlords anytime soon.
Not directly. Not in the next year.
Cool. Thank you for that. Thank you very much for joining us on the show this morning.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.